Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of...
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about...
Legends Only.
Before we jump into the shenanigans of this week... Shout out to everyone supporting on patreon.com/legendsonly.
Wow, we should be in Annie Live.
I don't know what key that was, but...
Key of Oh.
Yeah. Key of Oh.
Key of Oh.
Oh. Speaking of Oh. So I've been taking classes again.
Yes.
With music production. And I did vocals on one.
Uh-huh.
And it's literally just, well, I don't want to put it in here yet, but like, it's basically just me being like, literally, it's just like this thing.
You basically covered It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. I could tell already.
And then, no, you'll hear the effects I added to it. And there's like another one where I'm like, it's like this really dramatic, like, sigh.
Oh.
Where was I going with this?
We were going from the key of O to...
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Patreon.
Uh-huh.
thank you to everyone for supporting us literally all year long.
Yes.
Dozens of bonus episodes up on Patreon, live chats, something more personals.
And the Discord.
Yes. If you want to support us and support the pod and come chat with us on the daily on Discord, go to patreon.com/legendsonly. And our merch is on sale.
We do have merch.
Through the 19th.
Yes.
Now, Christmas delivery is over. The rep at Tee Public was like...
Oh, the elves.
Yeah, I was
the
like...
The elves are like, we're done wrapping.
Yeah. So you can't get it by Christmas.
Okay.
But you can get it on sale.
Oh, well, that's mm-hmm. all that matters.
Yeah.
We love that. We love a tank. We love a cozy sweatshirt.
Yes. Shout out to the XL crewnecks. They are so cozy.
Mm-hmm. And where can they get that?
Merch.legendsonlypodcast.com.
Love that.
Or you can go to our bio and Instagram. If you click the little link, then it has all of the places that you can listen to Low, and then there's shop. So yeah, yep. That shortcut. But anywho, let's start off this week by talking about the legend of all legends. Some call her the Queen of Pop. Well, she is, but let's talk about Madonna.
Let's talk about the M word.
What the fuck is MDNA? Trashy living versus classic living. Which version of yourself do you want to be?
Is there any evidence that I've ever lived a classy life?
I think you wore a turtleneck once.
Actually, no, that's just, I didn't shave that day. I cannot. So, yes, hello, everyone, and welcome to Classically Abby Only. So thank you for conservative tweeter, Classically Abby, for putting Madonna, Queen of Pop, against Nancy Reagan, and comparing their lifestyles, and accidentally unleashing the fury of 1,000 stans, digging up Nancy Reagan's track record and discovering...
Not her grave.
Not her grave. We did not dig that up. Discovering that she is the throat goat of Hollywood. I...
Wait.
What?
Did you say...
Throat goat?
Brent. Wait. Hold on. This is happening... Okay, so... This is happening literally in real time right now as we started recording.
Oh, did you not know?
I think I might have missed that part of the story.
I think
Wait.
You...
Okay, we need to rewind the tapes. So someone tweeted 2 days ago and said, this is Madonna at 63. This is Nancy Reagan at 64.
Yeah.
Trashy living versus classic living. Which version of yourself do you want to be? And it's two photos. And now it's going
It's gone
viral.
Very far left.
As of an hour ago.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens. First of all, that Madonna set has really caused quite the controversy twice now. Because now she's in a feud with 50 Cent because he dragged those photos with her nipple out.
And
he did. He called her old. He was like, hang it up, kind of like post.
He's old too.
He's old too. Well,
hey, Siri,
she did.
How old is 50 Cent?
50 Cent is 46 years old.
These pictures have really done plenty for her. So she's in a fight with 50 Cent. She recorded like a 3-minute clapback at him last night, calling him a fake. She pulled out the receipts of them hanging out and being like, and 50 Cent singing her praises. And she's like, you're just a misogynist. You're unenlightened. This comes from a low vibrational place. Really just dragging. And so now we have Trashily Abby here. also dragging Madonna's nip pick. It's the tits out photo versus the Nancy Reagan and family photo.
Slay!
And what happens when you do this is you get the dirt on Nancy Reagan. As it turns out, according to Kitty Kelly's biography, Nancy Reagan was renowned in Hollywood for performing oral sex, not only in the evening, but in offices. That was one of the reasons she was very popular on the MGM lot.
She's an icon.
Not her.
Oh, no.
No. So now that's a thing that she's a renowned blowjob queen.
Like sucking dick and cock. Like I'm just like, oh my God, time and place. And you did it at my birthday dinner.
So this random local tweeting about Madonna then caused a stan to just be like, and you know what?
And she sucks dick in hell. Basically.
I hope I'm sucking dick in hell.
I mean, we are already, but
I was gonna say it is kind of like hell now.
Kind of already happening. But yeah, that's what happens. You got the reverse dragging happening, and now their beloved Queen Nancy Reagan is being dragged to the depths for being a masterclass blowjob expert.
Not dragged to the depths. Oh my God.
But Madonna's probably pissed. She's probably like, how about me? Like, I could do it too. Because she's got a very famous scene in Truth or Dare when she grabs a big water bottle, glass jug, and she just starts throating it. She does a lot in that documentary. It's a lot.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you should see it.
Yeah, I would probably love it.
If you liked Katy Perry, Part of Me 3D, that's where that's where all the girls get their inspiration.
Highbrow.
Every pop music girly documentary, honestly, is like, that sets the bar. You have to watch that. She's chaotic in it. She's just like, she's so annoying and she's so mean sometimes, but then she's also like great and an iconic pop star. Anyway, so where are we at with that? So
I'm sure that Madonna loves this.
Oh, I'm sure too. I'm just saying she's probably mad that she's not being called the blowjob queen of Hollywood. She's literally probably like, hello.
It's also so wild that everyone called her old when she was 30.
Yeah.
And now they're still like, oh my God, you're old.
It's been her entire career. It's like, get over it already. It's like the weakest drag that people can do to her because she's already been through it literally since the girly show. It's like, goodbye.
And she just doesn't care.
She just keeps,
we stan.
Yeah, she just keeps putting, releasing.
Also, why can't you be trashy and classic?
Exactly. That's the goal. I know. She just keeps freeing the nipple, getting all the girls mad. Well, just classically Abby, but
Wow. I definitely did not know that part of this story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, be careful what you drag on Twitter. It just might come back to bite you in the ass.
Been there.
Or, yeah.
Your grandmother sucks dick in hell.
Sorry, Abby. Well, other things happened this week.
Speaking of drag queens.
Speaking of dragging. Yeah.
Ava Max.
Drag Race season 14 is coming January, and we've just got the first trailer for it featuring all of the like celebrity guest judges that will be appearing virtually and in person. And we've got quite a few, including Lizzo, Alicia Keys, Taraji P. Henson, Andra Day, Lonnie Love, Dove Cameron, Queen, Nicole Byer, T.S. Madison, Christine Chu. Who else? Oh my God. Oh, okay. Virtual appearances by Jennifer Lopez, Sarah McLachlan.
Oh.
Special guest appearance, Norvina.
Oh.
Oh, Leslie Jordan. But most importantly, and I think what really shook the girls collectively, of course,
is J-Lo going to teach them how to lip sync?
Well, probably.
Some tips. Just...
I think it's going to be a night of 1,000 J-Lo's on the runway. However, it should be.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Miss Ava Max in an orange Tina Aguilera wig is making her grand appearance.
We youngins paid homage to the legends for their great contributions.
Maxinistas, maxi pads, avatars, rise up. This is our moment. I'm thrilled. I hope they all have to wear Ava Max wigs.
There needs to be an Ava Max wig reveal where you chop half your wig off to reveal another wig that is then under another wig and then chop another half of it off.
Or you snatch the wig, but it just one side of it comes off and you're like, that's the Ava Max.
Well, season 15's casting now.
Well, at this rate, at this point, we've done so many castings. It's like you and I are going to be on the next season. They've run out of people. They're just like,
who's
going,
left?
They're going for straight people. They're literally just like, him.
Oh, that's still going.
I'm living for the jokes about it. They're like, oh, I guess we're lip syncing to Imagine Dragons this season. They're like,
why would I like go off to that?
Oh, you would go off to that.
Chain smokers.
Honestly, all the jokes are like, oh, T. Kyle would like that. They were like, oh, he's going to drink a beer in the Interior Illusions Lounge.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, there was a meme of like the new pit crew, and it was just a picture of Hooters girls.
Oh my God.
Which he would also live for. Honestly. Yeah, T. Kyle's Drag Race.
I would want Allegra Cole and her angels to be my pit crew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now that I think about it, Maddie Morphosis will have the same challenges.
I can't. It will be entertaining to watch.
It will be. They'll have to drag him all season. We'll see. I watched Bob on Sibling Rivalry. He said, Maddie really puts the in LBGT.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, I guess there's room for everybody. Let's just say that.
Sure is.
Sure is. Well, there's not room for everybody on Time's lists of legends for the year. And they named some legends. Now, we did get, I didn't put it here, and sports of the year, sports of the year, athlete, Simone Biles. They did.
Queen.
And then entertainer of the year, perhaps more controversially, Miss Olivia Rodrigo. Her driver's license really took her all the way to the top. Entertainer.
Did they also name person of the year yet?
That's coming.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I feel like is going to end up being like healthcare worker, vaccine. Like it's going to be like one of those situations.
Where yeah.
Like, yeah. I think. I don't know.
Who? I mean, we will be picking our
that's true. We
legends
will be
next year.
Right. We will be making it clear.
But who, like person of the year.
You know, I have different people in mind. They might be iconic people in an iconic place.
Rita Ora.
Time magazine announces Rita Ora as person of the year. It'll happen. Just give her time.
Why did so much happen this year, but like nothing happened?
Yeah, I think that's just trauma. I think that's just
anyway,
pandemic trauma. Yeah, so Olivia Rodrigo.
Entertainer
of the year. I would have... Songwriter of the year would have made more sense. Like...
Artist.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
I saw a viral tweet say it should have been Doja Cat for entertainer. Definitely put on, I mean, as far as the award shows performances, much better. Olivia's just starting. She's a baby. She's like a little baby giraffe getting her legs on the stage, in my opinion. But she did just sell out that fucking tour, the Sour Tour.
Did it already start?
It just started selling. And
I saw the memes.
Yeah, they sold out in like a second. And you've got all these 30-year-old gays trying to battle 16-year-olds for tickets.
That was me at the Jonas Brothers. A couple years ago.
Yeah, no, I know.
People being like, sit down up there. You're too tall. Shut up. You and your fucking little daughter. I don't give a shit. She's not going to remember this in 5 years.
Oh, God. That reminds me of a TikTok that I'll have to, we'll talk about later.
Literally.
But
all these little girls crying that they can't see behind me. I don't care.
Mm.
I'm here to see Joe.
Well, that's every Twitter gay trying to get and muscle their way to the front of Olivia Rodrigo's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's about to entertain for sure. I mean, she undoubtedly had one of the biggest years, I would say, between her, Adele, and Taylor. I feel like it's pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know about entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know about entertaining either. I think songstressing, songwriting.
Like, I wouldn't even call Adele an entertainer.
No. That's why, you know.
Like, there's entertainer, there's artist, there's vocalist.
Yeah. Like, that's why, you know, legend, even Doja makes sense.
Icon.
Like, there's, like, the hosting she did, the performances, the floating in the air.
The Voice, American Idol.
Yep.
Local. So I mean, many different genres.
Honestly, Kelly Clarkson was more of an entertainer of the year this year. She had her Ooh. Christmas special. I think some of the girls were a bit more entertaining, but
yeah, it's also fine. Just exhausting.
What, everything?
Everyone fighting about it.
Oh, yeah, I don't actually think anyone, yeah. She's obviously a main pop girl now, so... Congrats. Speaking of number one things, Pitchfork unveiled their number one song of the year is Caroline Polachek's
Bing Bong Zoo.
Bing Bong Zoo.
Pig. Outsold.
Caroline Polachek, Bunny is a Rider, number one. I'm kind of obsessed with that pick. It felt like a meme that never died.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bunny is a chart topper.
Was it?
No, it definitely didn't chart.
Okay, I felt like everyone was talking about it, and yeah. I just was like, I don't really like this.
You know, that's, oh, well, I what do love I... the song, but I don't, it, no, it wasn't chart topper. It's a little advanced, only true music
lovers. I
thought
Breathless is better.
Well, that was good. Yeah.
I mean, it's a cover.
It is a cover, but, you know, number one at Pitchfork, but, you know, not everyone agrees. I'm sure Halsey doesn't. Can somebody set the basement on fire where the pitchforks?
Somebody iconic.
Blow up the offices.
That needs to be a bonus episode where we just run through some of the most iconic flop tweets of
the
all
iconic,
time.
Iconic, this tweet is now deleted. Tweets. Watch your back, Pitchfork. Be careful what you choose.
Did they pick album of the year yet?
They did. Jasmine Sullivan, they did, which was a cool pick for them. Yeah, that was a good.
She's playing in Brooklyn next year.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a good pick. But I think Bunny is very appropriate
Hawks
for
Hoxtails.
Hotels.
Oh, the X. Oh,
like, wow, you are consistent because it's the same way as Dux Moi for you. You know, it's Du Moi.
Yeah, because
so the ho, X. Hotels, but you don't pronounce it. It's like ho, like.
Who decided ho? That all of a sudden you just make a letter silent? Why did you put the letter in there then? That's what I don't understand. Like, if you look at.
I'm going to look
like,
up the meaning.
If you spell X Tina, you say X Tina. You don't just say Tina. Oh, but the X is silent. Or like Hex, H-E-X. You don't just be like, heh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Who decides these things?
I don't know.
I've been calling it Huxtails. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
Duxtails.
Huxtails is so good. It is.
It is good. Well, you know, we'll get there. It's just, you got to. Gotta roll with the punches of it's, you know, slang terms, new terminology.
Whatever. Phonetics.
Phonetics. Well, speaking of speech, actually, this actually is
an
a
X.
Perfect segue. And X.
An X that is definitely not silent.
Never has, never will. Can't hold X down.
This message.
This is a message I have been preaching since the beginning of my career.
Literally, every time she says that, which is every single time she performs that, and everyone's just like,
oh my God, what is it called?
Yes. Everyone, the People's Choice Awards 2021. Kicking off with an introduction from Pamis Muchachas feature.
Shower Chanteuse.
Shower Chanteuse. Miss Becky G, who I guess I haven't been keeping up with lately because...
Oh, Becky G, this is totally random. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I just thought of this, but mm-hmm. I got a hydrafacial the other day.
From Becky?
No. Oh. And Shower was playing.
Oh, wow.
And the girl who like totally knew that I was like a...
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, do you know who sings this? It's so good. I was like, Becky G, Shower. Yes, of course I know.
While there was like a shower on your face.
Yeah.
Becky G.
She's like, oh my God, I love it so much. It's so good. I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, yeah, iconic people in iconic places.
Truly. She hit the stage to announce Xtina to the stage for her Icon Award. Difficult to get. No one has that.
Yeah, they literally invented it this year.
They made it up. Becky, in my opinion, I don't know if she's always talked like this, but I felt like she had three different accents she was working on mm-hmm. at that time. It was a exploration of sound. It felt like she was kind of giving Xtina, like she was a little yes. bit like paying homage.
Speaking of Xtina and the accents, did you see the Dux Moy post that was like, Christina Aguilera is not really a Spanish speaker, she lies and fakes it?
No.
Did you see that one? So
no.
Someone submitted a blind item.
Oh no.
And then someone followed up with this like talk show moment where she had an earpiece in to feed her what to say.
Lines in Spanish.
Yeah. And I was like, why is Xtina getting dragged on Dux Moy? Like,
oh God. Well,
no one's safe.
No one's safe on Dux Moy. You know, she had this montage, very, very moody. And then we get the...
stripped intro tease.
Mm-hmm. And then the violin players, right? Was it a violin? Was it...
I don't know. Something with strings.
Something with strings. And then she rose up for Genie in the Bottle 3.0.
Predicted it.
Yes. Orchestral version.
It was so fucking good.
Iconic.
All jokes aside, because it was very hilarious
yes,
to me.
Yes.
This was a fucking slay.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I love about Christina is I crack up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm having goosebumps and shaking and crying.
Yeah. It's a serve and a giggle and shaking, crying, throwing up, punching the air. Yes, Genie. And then we rip it off.
Oh, my God. The scream I let out.
We got dirty.
With good camera work, too.
Yes. And
it was like
that
catwalk just like appeared.
Uh-huh.
And then there she went.
There she went. In the chaps. Updated version of the outfit. Boobs out.
Mm-hmm.
Boobs in full effect.
I call her Boob-tina. Space Groove Xtina. Some people out there will get it. I heard three claps, I think.
Yep. The X's and O's were out. Then we got, most iconically, I think, because Ain't No Other Man is most known for the howl at the beginning, she just does that.
Yep. Just like turns around, does the note.
Hey!
She did not fuck with her vocals, motherfucker.
They did not. Next song! I love that they just kept shuffling through. Empowerment, Can't Hold Us Down. This is a message that I've been preaching. And then transition.
Her in-song speeches are always something.
They really are.
It goes like, and then just like comes back down to like a whisper, you know? We all know why we're here tonight.
We here as women.
We're going to stand together. Yeah. It's like very like boasty.
Yes. And brought the house down with the latest Spanish ballad and collected her award and said, can't hold me down, bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Triumphant night for Legendina.
I thought it was a good speech.
It was. I thought she did a good job.
She did.
It was a good performance, good showing for Xtina, you know, standing up against Dumois.
I wish there was something going on, an album or
yeah. I wish the EP
a live
were here
EP
by now.
Of all the new mixes. Like, I want there to be something to go with this.
Yeah, I Lotus felt like 2. She needed to have the Spanish album ready already. Because, yeah, she just has the latest single. But she said there's going to be 3 EPs. Like, I feel like first one should be locked and loaded by now.
Yeah, well, 2 songs are out, essentially. One more.
Just
it's an EP.
Exactly. Like, just toss
it
off.
Give us Genie 3.0. I want all the Ladyland mixes.
Well, we'll have to wait and see on that. But you know what isn't a genie in a bottle anymore? Is this unreleased song we're about to get to, not from Xtina, but from somebody who has been sharing headlines with her lately.
Oh, that is true.
Generously spoken.
I feel like she did throw in, Christina threw in that little line about women in her little speech.
Like women, uplifting women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well,
whatever. I'm so exhausted with Stan Wars. I don't fucking care anymore.
Nope.
Leave me alone.
So yes, this genie's out of the bottle and it's dancing your f off.
Let's talk about the F word.
Yes, Miss Britney Spears has been...
Get it? Dance your fuck off.
I honestly don't.
You don't?
No.
It's like dance your ass off is what you would think.
Like dance your...
But it's saying like fuck off.
Your fucks?
No, like fuck off.
Oh.
She wants to dance her ass off, but she combined dance your and fuck off.
There's sometimes reasons where songs don't make the album. And
dance your fuck off.
Yes, in the middle of, so I would say it was like fairly quiet. We, you know, the come down from the birthday, we've got some more home fashion shows. And in the middle of all that, we got a little bit of a Britmas from whoever hacks her her database yearly and leaks a unreleased from an album. This time it was a Glory outtake called Dance Your Fuck Off, produced by CJ Barron, who also did Joan of Arc on the Dance Floor.
Oh, bop.
And Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion. Track was never fully finished either, because you can hear Nicole Moirier on the bridge. I thought it goes off. It's fun.
It does.
It's a basic bop. It goes off. I feel like with more production or like a second take on it, I like there was a Don't Go Knocking on My Door reference, I think, in the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like it. It's not there yet.
No.
It's a demo.
It's very rough.
It's a demo. But a nice little treat for the thirsty fan base. And yeah, I'll just continue sitting here thinking about dance your fuck off. Dance your festive, fun fashion friends off.
I couldn't unhear the f-
Oh, it feels a bit like kismet. It's like, of course we spend the whole podcast talking about dance your f-
Yeah. It's very clear too. And she's like...
Maybe she's saying fuck. We don't know. We still don't know what the F word is and dance your f off.
It's true.
Readers, let us know what you think the f is and dancing your f off. Speaking of dancing her f off, she's been twirling, giving us fashion. And speaking of fashion.
Oh, I think it's time for
high fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion. All right. Well, let me find out what the baseline is here. Have you ever seen Sex and the City?
I know it.
Okay.
I don't watch it.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you any plot line except for Big.
Well.
And that Samantha is like the promiscuous one.
Yeah.
And that's really all I know.
All right. That's all you got to know.
Yeah.
And
I get all the memes.
Okay.
But that's about it.
All right. Well, I won't go dive deep, but And Just Like That premiered this week. 2 episodes of the highly anticipated follow-up series. They're about 20 years older now. Things have changed.
They were filming outside of court while I was down there.
Oh, you should have said
some
hello.
Gay rights scene. I don't know if that was in it, but
oh,
the other woman, I don't know her name. I forget. I saw her on the red carpet pictures.
Cynthia Nixon?
No.
Kristen Davis?
No. None of the main 4.
Oh.
Was like on the stage cheering for like gay rights, and everyone was like, gay.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Outside the court, but yeah.
Interesting. That's an exclusive. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just say that my high fashion goes to, there's a funeral scene in this new series, and I won't spoil anything, even though it was kind of hard to avoid on the internet after 24 hours. And I would say all the looks of that funeral scene, very high fashion. She's the Jackie Kennedy. And there's also a cameo by you in this.
Yes. Oh my God, I did such a good job.
You really served. This scene is so what the fuck. Did you see it or just see the picture?
I did. Everyone was sending it to me. And they're like, oh my God, wow, you did so great.
You did a great job.
I'm like, thank you.
I cannot
believe. Secret project.
Now we know Chucky exists in the Sex and the City universe. And it terrorizes people on the subway.
Now, is this a reference to the video that went viral, or is the video that went viral someone that was on the train while this was filming?
Oh, no. This was definitely not that, but this might be a reference to that.
I think it was.
Yes, there was a viral video of Chucky
yeah.
attacking people on the subway.
I was having a bad day.
You were, you didn't like your haircut. You lashed out,
yeah.
got your suspenders in a twist, and yeah, I feel like it was a reference to that.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. So that would be my high fashion pick. I really don't want to spoil anything. There's so much to spoil that I want to talk about, though. And then I'll just keep it moving and talk about Lola, Lourdes, Leon, or Paper Magazine, yet again. High fashion. A very cool Y2K / Material Girl photo shoot. She did drop the hint that she would not be entirely opposed to making music and named some legends like Shy Girl and maybe some sort of an experimental dance record. Basically doing what her mother should be doing.
Yeah.
And then her mother took one of the photos from the photo shoot and photoshopped herself in on her Instagram, which feels inevitable.
Could you imagine being Madonna's child?
No.
You could do whatever the fuck you wanted.
Oh, absolutely.
I would have 10 albums out. I'd be auto-tuned as fuck.
50K for a verse.
No music videos.
Am I a Lourdes fan?
Yeah. Like, how could you not?
She's getting there. She's definitely, this has been the year of hers stepping out. I will say that. She was kind of keeping it private, I would say. And now she's doing the photo shoots, the modeling more than ever, Met Gala, like all of that. So she might be getting a taste for it. And since her mother is too busy fighting with 50 Cent to get in the studio and do Confessions Part 2.
Oh, we need it.
Then I guess Lola's got to step in. And she looks great. So that's my high fashion. Do you have a fashion pick?
I do. So... this week, my high fashion goes to Chiggs at the People's Pet Awards in London.
I missed this.
Yeah. I'll show you.
Okay.
I
don't know how I missed such a high profile event like that.
Yes, it was very.
That is, they call it the Grammys of the Pet Awards. Oh, wow.
Right?
Oh. Yes, definitely.
It is just a jet black suit. Like, oh, I was watching HRH Collection. Oops, exposed.
You can only fight with me if you're as hot as me, and you're not hot as me.
I'm obsessed.
Hot people don't bully people.
Oh, there's really no other ones. Just him smiling.
Well, I see what you mean there.
It's just an all black suit. It's like really not anything. Actually, no, it is very.
He looks sharp.
Yes. And so I commented the starry eyes emoji and he liked it. So
things are getting pretty serious between you two. I'm just saying, it's time to
Could
take
you
it
imagine?
To the next level.
Like, do what?
Go have him
hey.
Bake in your oven. I don't know.
Do you need an assistant? Yeah.
Help his dough rise.
Oh my God. That is so inappropriate.
I'm sorry. Jesus Christ.
Oh. Well,
speaking of corrupting beloved things, this is actually a perfect pivot to a segment we like to call TikTok Talk.
TikTok Talk.
Yes, everyone's favorite beloved character from Christmas, the Grinch.
I am so happy to be on Grinch Talk. Are you on Grinch Talk?
I am now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I make sure to like comments and stuff so that I stay on Grinch Talk.
You're engaging with Grinch Talk.
That's a TikTok tip.
Yes.
TikTok talk and tips.
Like and comment to stay on that version of TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so what have you seen with the Grinch?
Just him yelling at people and being sassy with people. And it's so fucking funny.
Okay. But are we talking about the Grinch all cheeked up?
No.
Because so that's what I was thinking of.
There's two Grinch stories here.
Yes,
there's the BBL Grinch.
Yes.
That went viral.
Yes. The Grinch who BBL'd Christmas. Yes.
Yes. And then there's the Universal Studios, not sponsored, Don't Come For Me.
Yeah.
Grinch. That everyone is going to see at Universal, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah. Yelling at everyone.
Yelling. Yeah. Just fully in character. Mm-hmm. Does not miss a beat.
He doesn't work there. He's just fully just he's like, Universal's going to put out a statement and be like, that's a man who just comes to the park.
Honestly, it would be iconic.
Yes. If you haven't seen it, there is a guy who definitely is doing his job requirements as being the Grinch. And there's also a shot of a cheeked up Grinch. These who's don't know. Oh my God, there's a parody of Material Grinch. Girl. Material Grinch.
These who's can't stand me.
You gotta check out Material Grinch. Oof. Yeah.
The Grinch does kind of have a BBL though.
Yeah.
In the movie. He's shaped like a pear.
Definitely true. Many would say the pioneer. Definitely inspired the girls.
Yeah.
And at the same time, a TikTok that has plagued mine for the past week, and I don't know if TikTok's just dragging me, is this twink, this 21-year-old, or maybe younger, and he's like, you 30-year-olds with your filler.
Oh.
Like, oh my God.
When are we going to talk about the real pandemic,
the real pandemic.
Men over 30 pumping their face full of filler? Period.
And everything I've seen is like a millennial clapping back, and I'm like, you're going to lose this. You're going to lose this one, sweetie. Just let it slide. It's not worth it. You're going to lose to the Gen Z. It looks embarrassing every time you do it.
Yeah.
Just like, let them have it because they're going to be our age one day too, pumping and miserable. So just let them have this moment.
Yeah. I did one and then I deleted it because I was like, oh, it's embarrassing.
You did?
I tweeted and deleted in like
did you drag
30
her?
Seconds. Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I deleted though because I was like, oh, this is embarrassing.
Wait, I didn't
but I
see
did.
It.
Yeah. I think it might be on my phone. I don't want to play it.
Oh, I think you should. Did you call her out?
Yeah.
You would though. Yeah, that definitely would cause a scandal. I'm not getting involved. I am not addressing. I'm not in this conversation. But yeah, everything is embarrassing.
It really, everything is.
Which is why,
that's why I deleted.
Yeah,
I was prefer... like, I don't really think it's that serious.
It's a child.
Yeah.
I think that's ultimately what it boiled down to for me.
Yeah.
Also everyone can do what they want to do with their faces.
Period. That's the thing is I realized I was like, okay, this isn't that serious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I get what you mean. Well, I need
to practice what I preach.
Yeah.
Which is I don't want to fight with people on the internet.
Well, you need to listen to HRH Collection. Hot people don't bully people on the internet.
She makes points sometimes.
She does. It's like, don't fucking cut for me.
Yeah. Like if you're hot, you're not going to bother me on the internet. You're busy.
She made every point.
Yeah.
So we'll just let the girls fight over their 20 versus 30 millennial versus Gen Z arguments.
Do you have filler? I don't have filler.
I do not have filler. I'm scared of any procedure.
Same.
I
didn't start cracking until this fucking past year.
Cracking. I've started
Did anyone else go gray in the pandemic?
No.
Clap if you went gray. Oh, no, you didn't.
Except I feel like, so my beard and like facial hair is multicolored, like blonde, but I think it's like white too. And I don't know if that counts. So I feel like it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I have like red. I have every color like up close in it.
Wow.
I know. But anyway, no, I haven't done anything. I don't judge anybody who does, but I am very into, I'm leaning into daddy for sure. I'm going to be fine with being wrinkly and everything. I have no interest in maintaining an illusion, but plenty of friends do and whatever.
I'm debating it.
Yeah. Well, make sure you get a good deal.
That's what I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
I want my 11s done.
What's that?
The, your frown lines or whatever.
Oh, when you like,
they crease.
When you do a chigs,
yeah, you don't have it.
A chigs thing?
Yes.
When you, yeah.
Literally that. So it makes an 11. See the
oh, yeah.
11.
You don't like that?
I'm torn on it.
I feel like it expresses.
That's the thing.
Your emotion.
It's very expressive.
Yeah.
I'm very expressive.
Yes.
Sometimes people think it's intimidating or like I'm rude or cold. And I'm like, no, that's not true.
Well, wouldn't that make you more frozen, right? If isn't the goal to like.
Yeah, like I would just want my eyes frozen to be like happy
oh.
and approachable and nice.
I guess that's a look.
Yeah, could you imagine? Like,
I just like, except you would
off.
Just be so angry and be like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I kind of like my intense glare. But if
it really
just,
sends
like,
a message.
Ease it.
I guess. Go easy on me.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the message it's always sending.
It is always sending.
I know.
Well,
trust me, people tell me.
I don't know. I feel like it's also very signature you, though, so it would be an interesting thing to alter, but to do what you got to do. I mean, it's like different levels for everyone. Like, I mean, I got braces as a kid. That's alteration. That's, you know, like there's things people do for physical appearance. I don't care. As long as you're happy with it, then I don't give a fuck what anybody does. Yeah. So that's my TED Talk.
Yeah.
For now, just moisturizing.
BBL stands for Bradley.
Yeah. Plot twist. I've had a BBL this whole time. No. I don't know. Just the moisturizer and the La Poche Rosé.
Oh,
cleanser
yeah.
Cleanser and moisturizer.
That's La Roche I, Pussy.
La Roche Pussy.
That's what I call it.
Mm-hmm. That's my deal. Well, speaking of new things... Actually, speaking of extending the life of something,
oh,
I'm going to talk about some new music that came out, kicking off with Miss Kylie Minogue.
Ooh.
The extended mix edition of Disco. Girls, pay attention to this. Pop stars.
Yes, this needs to be
a thing.
Yeah.
Ever generous queen of pop, the most generous queen of pop, in my opinion. Nobody honors their discography more than Kylie. The anniversaries, she did a whole tour based on B-sides, fan service constantly. So she took Disco and she gave us extended mixes of every single song, intros, outros, extended. But then, and that's where I thought it would stop, there's new production in the whole song. There's breakdowns, additional vocals, like harmonies. And it makes it a whole different experience. And
it's a whole new album.
It's better, in my opinion, because you can live with the songs a little longer. And since you know them already, it's like a cool little chill out moment here, especially when you're DJing. Shout out DJ John Ali. These songs are really like blunt starters. They just like go right into the song. So it's really good that you have like a little mix to lead into now. And as it should have been, in my opinion, from the beginning, as a disco album should have been. Extended like 7 minute versions of all songs. But more importantly, not only is this great for Kylie, but I just think all the girls should take a cue from this and do the same to their albums a year later and give it new life.
Yeah. Or future nostalgia extended would be so good.
Future nostalgia would
Confessions.
Benefit so much from this. The one thing that Confessions did that this didn't, I wished these songs were a continuous mix.
Oh yeah.
But that's okay. Because, you know what, Madonna still hasn't put the fucking continuous mix on streaming. It was there for a minute, but...
Yeah, wasn't it in another country someone put
yeah,
it on?
It's gone again. I don't understand.
I guess a continuous mix wouldn't really work, though, on streaming.
I guess so, but it could still be...
I had the CD.
Yeah, but it could still be chopped into the songs, though. Like, it can still lead from one to the other. They could chop it up.
And just turn off shuffle.
Yes.
And
I think they should. Yes. And they should. So this would have been nice if all the songs blended together. But like, honestly, that
is... What an experience that was. Putting in the Confessions CD and just pressing play and it just didn't stop.
Heaven.
Bop the whole time.
But shout out to Kylie for doing it right. And this was already on the vinyl of the LP. And so now it's on streaming. Ever Giving Queen.
Say Something is so good.
It's so good. It's different than the original.
The choir.
And Biff was saying that's actually closer to the demo of the song, which is interesting. Like their original intention for the song. So that's cool. So yeah, I just love it. I'm very happy with this. A little pre-Christmas treat from Kylie. And what else? You know, obviously these 2 weeks before Christmas are very light with the offerings. Nobody's trying to chart and beat out Adele at number one. Like, what's the point?
It did go number one, right?
Oh, the disco?
No, 30.
Oh, yeah. 30 has been for 2 weeks now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll go a little longer because I don't think anybody's in her way for a while. I don't think so.
No, is anything coming out?
I don't think so. Mm-mm. But we've got one possible chart destroyer. It's a song from Miss Rita Ora called Follow Me with a man, Sam Felt. Also, it's a bop. It's like an EDM bop.
Why does it sound familiar?
He did a remake of Robin S's Show Me Love. That was a hit. That's cool.
Oh, okay. That is probably...
It's bop. Rita Ora. She's coming in hot just before Christmas. And we also have... Oh, you have an EDM recommendation?
Oh, I do. Mm-hmm. So there's a new EP out from Marsh that's really good called Calling EP mm-hmm. on Anjuna Beats. Very chill, melodic, instrumental.
We love that.
Mm-hmm.
We love a melodic, instrumental, chill vibe.
And the new Martin Garrix song.
Oh, I didn't know he put something out.
It is with Matisse and Sadko and John Martin called Won't Let You Go. It is a man singing.
Mm-hmm.
Big vocal. Bop.
Bop, bop, bop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we had all this talk about the... Oh, actually, first, I'll also shout out other legend for me, Hikaru Utada, new album, January. It's coming. It's called Bad Mode. I don't know why. We'll find out. That's the name of the title track. Very excited.
Bad girl, need a bad girl.
Yeah.
Need a bad girl.
You just can't. That will define my personality in January. Thank you for the birthday album. Also on Utada's birthday, so that's fitting. And we had all this talk at the beginning of the podcast about our number ones and everything. Well, that will all be cleared up when we do the 2021 LOs. The lows are coming.
The lows incoming.
The lows. Yeah, we have an action-packed awards show.
We made it. Almost.
We almost made it to the annual celebration of everything high and low.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
That's a tagline.
That's a tagline. And there were so many lows.
It sure were.
So we'll be sure to celebrate our favorite albums, artists, moments,
everything gay.
Names, LGBTs.
Let's talk about the F word.
Favorite fs. And it'll be a good time. So look out for that before Christmas.
Yes. Our final episode of the year.
Kicking off with episode 100. Mm-hmm. Fitting.
There could be 100 episodes in the room.
You just need one to give an award to Rita Ora.
Yeah. Just one to recap Speak by Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, well, we've got plenty of celebrations in order. So we hope that everybody's having a good time at home, staying safe, feeling this moment. And until next time, I guess.
We will chat with you on Discord.
That's right. We will chat with you on the socials. And until next time.
Icon tier live chat.
Incoming.
And until next week, we will
see you
soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.